There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Consider how my light is spent, ere half my days in this dark world and wide, and that one talent which is dead to hide, lodged with me useless, though my soul more bent to serve therewith my Maker and prevent my true account, lest a returning chide. Doth God exact day labor, night denied, I fondly asked. But patience, to prevent that murmur, soon replies, God doth not need either man's work or his gifts. Who best bears his mild yoke, they serve him best. His state is kingly, thousands at his bidding speed, and post o'er land and ocean without rest. They also serve who only stand and wait. This is the most famous poem on his blindness by John Milton. The poet himself became blind. He is questioning God, why? Why this blindness to me? And patience is replying, God doesn't need your work or your gifts, but they serve him best who bear his mild yoke. His state is kingly. Thousands are there to do God's work. Everywhere, God, who is king, is being served by people, thousands at his bidding, and they post over land and ocean without rest. But they also serve, only stand and wait. The poet is trying to understand his own blindness. How can I serve him now, with no eyes? And he gets the answer that God doesn't need your gifts, your work. If you can just bear him, his yoke. Yoke means burden or whatever you call. Mildly, you serve him the best. They also win who only stand and wait. What does God need? He doesn't need much of your praises. He doesn't need your goods, your appreciation, your gifts and whatever you give him. Rather, he just needs the sweet remembrance, That's what he wants. Nothing from you. Even if you can just stand and wait, your eternal patience, he loves. In Bible, there is one statement. I am the cure of your blindness. Each one of us, or each one of the human being, is blind somewhere. Nain heen. Spiritual blindness. When there is outgoing cry, outgoing prayer, Raah dikha. Show us the path. Lead us from darkness into light. The darkness is frightening. The darkness is uncertainty. In darkness, you can fall. There is a higher chances of stumbling. In darkness, accidents can happen. In darkness, the hope is lost. If the darkness persists for a long time, the darkness indicates negativity. That's why everybody loves morning. As the morning comes, a hope comes, the birds start singing, the flowers start blooming, the air becomes fresh, the whole world appears new, the sun rules the world, the butterflies move around. So the entire thing changes. The fear goes away. The wait ends. Darkness is depressing. And spiritual blindness is something when you can't see things as they are. When something clouds your vision, there are dark spots, blind spots. That state of consciousness where you can't see things properly, truly, really, is called spiritual blindness. What is the cure? A man goes to a doctor and says to eye doctor, I see blind spots in front of my eyes. What should I do? The doctor says, don't worry. I'll give you a new specs. Start wearing it. Your problem will get okay. The man comes to the doctor the next day. And the doctor asks, how is your problem now? The man says, with this spectacle, now I can see dark spots, but very clearly. Only the spots have become clear, but they have not disappeared. The worldly knowledge may help you in seeing those spots clearly. The scriptural knowledge, the knowledge of human beings, might help you to some extent. But it is only the gyan, the knowledge given by God, that can help you get rid of those blind spots. Because unless and until these blind spots are removed, how can you see things? Your vision should become clear. In yesterday's, Murli Baba said, clear and careful intellect. No mix and no miss. Don't miss. Baba is giving you something, but it gets missed or it gets mixed. That's why your intellect should remain clear and cheerful, careful also. So to have new vision, cure for spiritual blindness, is to develop a new insight, a new understanding, a novelty, a newness. The whole Murli, yesterday's Murli, was on enthusiasm, zeal and zest. No fatigue, no boredom, no disturbance, no effort. Remove these words You should have avidya for such words. Confusion, indecision. Why these words are there in your dictionary still? Remove them and bring newness. And how do you bring newness? Note down points. How do you bring newness? Churn those points. How do you bring newness? Chit chat. So that your yoga becomes new, not the same yoga. Your gyan becomes new, not the same gyan. Your seva becomes new. It is not that just the your gyan yoga dharana and spiritual service is the only service, but everything which you do, whether it is rinsing the utensils, washing the clothes, sweeping the floor, everything should ring with verve, with animation, with vivacity, with energy. Energy is delight. Enthusiasm is powerhouse. If you sit with enthusiasm. If you listen with enthusiasm. If you walk with enthusiasm. If you sleep soundly. Sound sleep, no stress, no worry, no disturbance. That you can do. In one of the Murlis, Baba said, I saw all children sleeping. Baba used to do that in Karachi. He used to make a round and see how these children are sleeping. Some are sleeping because they might not have remembered Baba before sleeping. That's why they are sleeping like this. And some are sleeping in yogyukta manner. Probably they have remembered Baba. So everything that you do, whether you speak, you think, you feel, everything should be with zeal and enthusiasm. That's the cure for blindness. Spiritually blind man is a depressed man, a confused man, an indecisive man, a man with boredom, a man with fatigue, a man with effort, a man with obstacles. To become free from the spiritual blindness is to have that eternal. Baba used two words, natural and nirantar, perennial enthusiasm. Your enthusiasm should become like the blood flowing in your veins. So naturally it flows. Why you are depressed, disheartened? Because there is no newness. Start churning knowledge. Start extracting points, new points, from everyday's Murli. Every day is Murli. Baba said, 4-page letters I write to you every day. You should be so much intoxicated to read what I have written to you. Your beloved is coming and sending you letter and you have no time to read. Here comes the bridegroom. The bridegroom is here with a letter. Nobody would be getting such a letter in the whole world every day. Newness, novelty, creativity, transformation. Get rid of the past. This is newness. Everything is changing in this world. The person whom you met yesterday and the person whom you are meeting today, are they the same? They have changed. Everything is changing. The person who is there 5 minutes back and after 5 minutes he is different. Everything is changing. The one who started speaking at 5 o'clock and the one who is speaking now, these are two different persons. No. They are two different persons. So newness means to look at the people with a different vision, with a new vision. We are carrying impressions about people, about persons. And whenever we meet them, we bring those impressions, those opinions, and then interact with that person. But he is no more the same. The whole night has passed. He is a new person, he is a new man, he is a new woman. So when we change from within, everything changes. Our perception changes. a viewpoint changes, the attitude changes. So try to revamp, re-engineer, repair, restore, regenerate, rebuild, remanufacture, recreate yourself again and again and again and again. It's a continuous process. We should have the best version of ourselves. Don't get satisfied with your present version. People are never happy with their mobiles and cars because every day there are new brands and new models. But they are happy with their personality. They don't want a new version, an updated version with new updated features. They want to update every day. Software should be updated because in the old software some features are missing. They are not compatible. So everybody is so much worried about updating, about newer versions, newer models. But what about personality? Same 1940s model is going on. 1947 model is still going on. You don't want to re-engineer. You don't want to update. So many times notifications comes. Update, update. It is not compatible. We say, no, we don't have time. Later on. This is the priority. Transformation of personality. Updation of personality. Upgradation is the priority. Upgrade to a new model, to a new version of yourself. Spirituality is the process of re-engineering. It's a process of it's a process of modification. It's a process of decoration. So Baba said yesterday, extract points, churn those points, and then discuss, chit-chat on those points. This is the method of creativity, newness, or bringing life and enthusiasm into the dead and the lifeless soul. But for these processes, what you need is silence. People talk just of mind silence, mind silence. Baba has talked about Mon, Man, but one thing is missing. Without the gross silence, silence of the mind cannot come. If the mouth is chattering and you are thinking of silence of the mind, silence of the mind is a higher stage. For mind to become silent, you need silence of speech. So for churning, for extracting points, for bringing newness, for chit-chat. Chit-chatting is the third thing. But before that, churning needs silence. Churning needs solitude. First, gross solitude. Seek solitude, gross solitude. Where there is nobody, you can sit, take some point of knowledge and churn it. Think about it. Analytical thinking. Your mind should become analytical mind. It is said of Jagdish Bhai that when he was in college, he had a professor of English, Mr. Bakshi. So he was teaching theory of doubt. Descartes theory of doubt. Descartes is a philosopher. So he was teaching Cartesian theory of doubt. It is also, there are many names for this theory. So Jagdish Bhai, in 1946, June, there was a college, Dayananda Anglo-Vernacular, DAV. So Jagdish Bhai asked, he raised his hand and said, I doubt this theory of doubt. So that's the mind habit of the mind, to analyze things. Don't accept things as they are given. Analyze it. Go into the depth of it. Try to see it from every which way. Remove every thread and see. Baba says, you judge for yourself what I am saying is right or what the scriptures are saying is right. Don't accept things as they are. Analysis. So that's the mark of a critical mind or analytical mind. You analyze things. You analyze your own belief systems. That is the method to get rid of blindness. Spiritual blindness means you are blind. Whatever belief systems you are having, you are stuck to that. And you feel that this is the only method to think, to analyze, to come to conclusions. You have a fixed opinion of a person. He is like this. And every time you interact with the person, you carry the same belief system within you. The cure for spiritual blindness is to destroy the old pattern. Rebuild a new empire of spirituality within you. Dispel the darkness. Drive out everything that is bad, that is old, that is negative, that is disturbing, that is causing you fatigue, that is causing you boredom, that is causing you obstacle. You feel that is obstacle. Remove all those words, sentences, lines, statements from your dictionary of mind. Nain heen ko raah dikha. This nain heen is not about physical eyes. It's not about physical blindness. It's about spiritual blindness. And the method is alertness. Search for the new. Quest for the new. Develop curiosity. Inquisitiveness. What is it? A new day. What am I to do? Baba said, keep your high aim in front of you. Keep the target, the lovely target in front of you. And God's love. These are the three things that lifts you every time you fall down. These are the things that take you to the flying stage every time you come to a stage of stagnation, inertia. You move ahead. You start moving. The love of God. Increase the intensity of it. Stay in his heart, because his heart is light and might. No darkness, no fear, no animal of Maya. No Maya can come inside that. Move into that. Stay safe. That's the line of safety. So you can take any points from Murli. For example, today's Sakar Murli. There are three paragraphs of Mama's Murli. Om Shabd, the word Om. Try to understand what is this word Om. In slogan, Baba said, become your own teacher. It's such a beautiful point. How to become your own teacher? One's own teacher. Nobody can teach me, in fact. I have to become my own teacher. But you have to become that much detached. Om Shanti.